And we have Megan Skiles with the Greater Fremont Development Council with us this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, glad you could come in. A lot going on. I know with the primary coming up, LB 840 is one item that is on the minds of many people. Maybe explain a little bit more about what people will be voting on.
What that is?
Yeah.
Sure. So LB 840 is a fund through the city of Fremont. It's a half cent sales tax that we've had in our community for decades now, and a third of it goes to public safety, a third of it goes to roads, and a third of it goes to economic development and creates this economic development fund. And so on your ballot, you won't see LB 840. You'll actually see the local option economic development plan.
Right.
So it's a little confusing, but I think when you hear people in the community talk about it, they always refer to it as LB 840. So it's a local option economic development plan is what you'll actually see on your ballot.
Yeah, there's not that much on this primary ballot, so it'll be pretty obvious.
Right. Yep. And there's actually there's two pieces, two votes on the ballot. So one vote is to renew the sales tax, and it is a renewal, so not a new sales tax. And then the other one is to renew the economic development plan that goes along with that half cent sales tax. There's a website. So if you want to look at the ballot language early, it's pretty lengthy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I would maybe recommend taking a look at that ahead of time. The website's voteyesforfremont.com. And that fund really has allowed our community to do a variety of different things over the past decade or so. And it's just an important tool for us to be able to address issues at the local level and be able to respond to opportunities as they come up.
Yeah, and even just compete for businesses coming to the area.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can use those funds to help bring in new businesses to the community to help with their development costs, but we can also use those funds for expansion of existing businesses. And so over the years, we've seen a pretty healthy mix of that. And what I think is really great about the fund, too, is it can be used for both very large businesses that you know, to help draw them in and spur the economic growth that large companies can bring into the local economy. But it's also a really important tool for smaller businesses because there's just not a lot of other opportunities or incentive programs out there for small businesses.
Right. No, I totally would agree. So make sure if you want more information, folks can always give your office a call, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the website has a
What is the website?
It's voteyesforfremont.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Port Authority, going strong. And actually, you have a meeting tonight, right?
Yes. So the Port Authority Board does have a meeting this evening at 4 p.m. at the RVR Bank Education Center. They're taking some time this evening to talk through some master planning and some recommendations that an engineering firm has provided for them, as well as looking at an application for some state funds to actually start some construction on infrastructure projects. So that's the agenda for this evening.
There was actually in the legislature some talk about Port Authority in Omaha, but there was some legislation that was enacted that also included Fremont, correct?
Yes, so there's some pieces of that legislation will be applicable to our Port Authority as well. One of the things that we've been following is the boundaries. It's giving us a little bit more flexibility with what Port Authority boundaries look like. So if there's opportunity in the future that we need to change our boundaries to help bring in more dollars for different parts of town, we can use it that way. There's just a couple other little changes really kind of on the administrative side of it, but overall those little changes are going to make it a lot easier to run and operate the Port Authority.
Yeah, and the Port Authority does operate separate. They're a separate board that operates outside of the city of Fremont, right?
Yes.
And their jurisdiction, I guess.
Yeah, so they have about a 1,500-acre jurisdiction on the southeast side of town, and they were given authority over this area to issue revenue bonds. So they don't have any taxing authority. They don't have power of eminent domain or anything like that. It's really just a financing mechanism that they can use over that specific 1,500-acre boundary. And it also opens us up to some state funding and federal funding that we wouldn't have access to otherwise as a community. And so that district was created, passed through the Fremont City Council as well as the Dodge County Board of Supervisors about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Now. And along with that, of course, you see businesses interested in the Port Authority and just activity in general. Maybe talk a little bit about how things have gone here so far this year.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of interest. Business attraction is a very long-term game. So companies that are spending a lot of money investing in new facilities, they take their time to make those kinds of decisions. So it is a very long-term game, but we have seen a lot of interest in our community, not just from, you know, existing businesses. A lot of existing businesses are very excited about it because they see a lot of opportunity for their own businesses to grow in response to any growth that happens there. But then a lot of out-of-market, out-of-state companies are looking at our area. And it's really an exciting opportunity, not just for Fremont, but for our whole state. Because when we're talking to a lot of these companies, they're not just looking at Fremont, they're looking at other communities in Nebraska, but they're also looking at other states. And so the more that we can do as a state to provide real estate solutions and site development solutions and infrastructure solutions that these companies need, the better chances we have of letting that growth happen here.
Okay, so you're not going to tell us any names. I know that.
No, sorry.
She has to keep it confidential. But on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we seeing a lot of activity? 7, 6, somewhere in there?
Oh, that's hard to, you know.
hard to gauge?
I think what's been really positive, I think, is as we've gone through this process of creating the Port Authority, of getting the area master planned and understanding what the roads are going to look like, what the rail opportunity is, what our infrastructure constraints are. The more information we have, the further into conversations we can get with potential tenants of that area, because we know enough to say, yes, this does work or it doesn't work for your project. And that's a really exciting piece. So, you know, economic development projects, for probably about every 100 to 150 requests we get, we only land one.
Right.
And so if we can stay in the game longer and get further along, it's just a matter of time. And we're at the point where we're starting to have stay in the game with these projects longer. So it's really site elimination is the game.
Yeah. So. She's not going to tell us, Carla.
No. Nope. She talked right around that, but very well.
She did very well, yes. Megan, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Thank you, Megan.
Megan Skiles, the Executive Director for the Greater Fremont Development Council, with us this morning on Fremont's Morning Mix.